the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The services of Great Lent are all about repentance and about that necessary part of repentance, understanding what sin is. The parable of the prodigal son is perhaps the best example in Scripture of what sin does and what sin is. We define sin in our society as things we do or things we don't do. But that's not the way God defines sin. Sin is what breaks. Sin is what causes us to be sick. Sin is what causes us to be dull. Sin is what separates us from God. Yes, it is things you do and don't do. But much more than that, it proceeds from who you are. And we want God to save us and help us to deal with who we are and make us better. Now, the Sundays, all in Great Lent, speak about the parable of the prodigal son in the canon because it's very, very important. It must be an important parable because we speak about it so often. And I think it is because it gives us an idea of what sin is, or perhaps I should say sinfulness. So here are a few things from the canon, which are pretty typical from matins, which we'll serve in a minute. My mind has been scourged with the whips of sin by wicked thieves and evil thoughts. Heal me, O Christ my Savior, and save me, for Thou art rich in mercy. Speaks of scourging. Sin scourges with whips. This is not the scourging of God judging us. This is sin causing us to have wicked thoughts, evil thoughts, causing us to have tempestuous thoughts, things in our heart that make us infirm and make us insecure and unsure and angry and all the rest. So you can think of sin as being like whips and scourging us. Scourging was a common punishment. It still is in some places, but certainly was in Rome. And this scourging is where a whip is made, usually of something with leather straps, and usually things embedded in it, like bits of rock or bits of broken glass, or bits of sharp metal, maybe copper. And it is, of course, raked across the back with great force. So it opens up great welts on the back. Very, very painful. But it's not only painful during the scourging, it's painful afterwards. During the healing or whenever you make any movement or whenever anyone touches it. It's a very, very painful way to be punished. And so the canon here speaks of scourging multiple times. Here's another one. I have wasted my God-given life on the passions, O Master, and I am fiercely scourged in every part by my transgressions. But I turn to Thee for refuge and I pray, have pity upon me. See, we understand that sin causes us problems. Our sin weakens us, hurts us, scourges us, whips us. It's not God judging us. It is our own ineptitude that causes these things. Our own thoughts, our own weakness. And so here, the canonist is saying, I've wasted my God-given life. Which one of us would not agree with that? You should agree with it. Because it's really true on multiple levels. Wasted my God-living life on the passions, O Master, and I'm fiercely scourged, whipped in every part by my transgressions. But then what does he say? But I turn to thee for refuge, for safety, for help. And I pray, have pity upon me. This is the right view of sin. Not of things you do and don't do, and if you do these things, you'll go to hell. But that the things we do and don't do, which proceed from our thoughts, which we think and don't think, causes great pain and agony. This is why I've told you many times. It is not enough that the Lord came to forgive us. That would be very cruel if He only came to forgive us our sins. And even if He forgave us 70 times, 7 times, which of course is meaning an infinite number of times, even if He forgave us each time we sinned, we would still be forgiven sinners. Christ didn't come so that we would remain sinners. Christ came so that we could become victorious over sin. Not just have it forgiven, but to be victorious over it. You have to have the right view of sin in order to become victorious over it. If it's just stuff you're supposed to do and don't do, that only motivates a person so far. But if you see that sin causes gaping wounds on your back and blood running down to your ankles, then you would want to stop that. Not because anyone else is telling you, but because you're just saying, this is enough. I can't take this anymore. I don't want to be this kind of person. That's the orthodox understanding of sin. One last part of the canon. Scourging my mind with the passions, thieves have seized my wealth and left me as one dead, but take pity upon me and save me, O Lord. So the image of scourging is used quite a bit in the canon today, and it's apt because that's what sin does. Sin is self-punishment. Sin is weakening. Sin causes pain to yourself and, of course, to others. So let's have the right view of sin, brothers and sisters. Let's understand that the things we think in our own privacy of our own home or in our car or by ourselves and the things we do, they can either cause us to have life or death. They can give us pain or they can give us pleasure. May God grant that we would understand this and we would see that the Lord wants to help us to be free of all sin. If you think of the Lord as a taskmaster that counts how many sins you did today, then you don't understand Him. He is our Father, and we cry out to Him, Abba. And our Abba does not count how many sins we have. He just wishes us to come to Him, and He will help us. May God help us to have the correct view of sin and to beg the Lord to help us. And He will. Amen.